The deepest conflict between India and Pakistan centers in the province of Kashmir. In 1947, British India was partitioned into two states, India and Pakistan. The territory of Kashmir was immediately in dispute. There was a small war. It divided Kashmir. Pakistan holds the north, India the south. The two Kashmirs are still divided by what's known as the line of control. Dennis Cooks is a senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center and the author of a book about Pakistan and the U.S. He describes the land through which the line of control runs.
Think of the Rockies, perhaps. You're out in mountain territory because most of Kashmir is, well, Srinagar, for example, the valley is a mile high. And other parts, when you get even higher, we go up 15, 16,000 feet. So it's high, not always forested. I'm wrong in that sometimes it's quite arid. It depends on, you know, whether the rainfall and so forth. But it is very rough terrain.
This line would travel from west to east. How far? How many miles?
It's several hundred miles. And indeed, in the very northern part that was glacier area, they didn't demarcate it. And a dispute arose in the mid-1980s over that area. The Indians moved troops in. This is called the Siachen Glacier. And the Pakistani claimed they shouldn't have moved them in. And there's been the world's highest and most useless war going on ever since.
18,000 feet, mortars
right,
going back and forth?
Back and forth, and it's horrendously difficult for the Indians to resupply. It's easier for the Pakistanis to resupply. And they lose more every year from frostbite than they do from battle casualties. And it's really a rather useless thing. But it was along that area. Because there you didn't have the line of control. Nobody ever thought anybody would care about that area, so they didn't demarcate it.
And we're seeing some violence in the villages along the border?
Well, what has happened in the last 10 years is that after 1989, an indigenous insurgency broke out on the Indian side because of the dissatisfaction of the local people, of the Muslims, with the way India was managing the country, managing the state or mismanaging it. The Pakistanis at that point started helping the insurgency. They'd learned how to fight a guerrilla war in Afghanistan with our help, and they simply moved that capability around from west to east, from Pakistan's western border to its eastern border, and they started helping the insurgents.
When we hear in the news about troops from both sides gathering near the border, coming to the border, those reports are about the common border between Pakistan and India and not the border we're talking about, the line of control at Kashmir.
Well, they're both. Because the Indians, since the insurgency began, have put in several hundred thousand troops into Kashmir to combat the insurgency. So it's heavily armed. And they do move up to that border, and they have reinforced that border, I think, recently. And the Pakistanis, in turn, have troops on their side of the border. What is different in the present crisis is the stationing of troops on the international border to the south. And there they have the largest concentration of troops, I think, ever. But that's what's happened this time. And in addition, the number of troops have been increased along the line of control.
I read that Kashmir is the great unfinished business of both India and Pakistani independence.
For the Indians, it's finished. They say it's closed chapter, no dispute. For the Pakistanis, it's the great unfinished chapter.
Ambassador Cooks, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dennis Cooks is a senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center. He's the author of The United States and Pakistan, 1947-2000, Disenchanted Allies.